Mark Casile just wanted his sons to see the fireworks. On New Year's Eve 2017, he and his wife piled their three young sons onto their sled and started weaving their way up the ice road towards Akiachuk.
Mark would constantly check on us to see if we were good on the sled.
Victoria Lomak, Kasiley's sister-in-law, was traveling with them. She put her earbuds in for the long drive.
I was listening to music. I had my eyes closed. And then
she felt the snow machine lurch, then careen as Mark Casile tried to brake.
I felt floating in the sled, and then all of a sudden water started coming in the sled, and I tried my best to come out, and then all of a sudden we fell in the water.
The water felt cold and warm at the same time, Lomax says.
I was screaming and hollering, yelling for my nephews.
Her nephews and sister crawled onto the ice and tried to pull Lomax out too, tying their coats together into a soggy chain. She says they started to drag her out of the water. She was shivering. They all were.
When I couldn't stand anymore, I just decided, I'm just gonna lay down. And I closed my eyes because I couldn't keep them open anymore.
They were huddled together when Bethel Search and Rescue found them, drenched and hypothermic near the edge of the water. Mark Casile, the father of the family, didn't make it. He had slipped beneath the ice. And if Bethel Search and Rescue volunteers Tom Martini and Jeff Avon hadn't shown up when they did, the rest of the family wouldn't have made it either. Lomak remembers hearing Martini and Avon arrive. She remembers recognizing them. And last Thursday, she joined Yukon Kuskokwim Delta community members at Bethel Search and Rescue's headquarters to thank them. Search and Rescue Vice President Perry Barr interrupted the group's Thai food dinner.
Tom, if you can lay down your fork. So I'm going to embarrass the heck out of you guys, so don't run away, okay?
He was holding two framed legislative citations from the Alaska State Legislature. Martini and Avon stood sheepishly next to him, and Barr started to read.
The members of the 30th Alaska State Legislature commend Tom Martini, Jeff Avon, for their brave rescue of the Casile family of Akiachuk at the end of the year.
The citations were signed by House Speaker Bryce Edgman, Senate President Pete Kelly, and Senator Lyman Hoffman, who sponsored the awards. Barr says Hoffman played a key role in the process, but Barr didn't know that Martini and Avon had even been awarded the citations until the certificates arrived in the mail a few weeks ago. Plenty of people showed up to thank Avon and Martini for their heroism. Among them were the police chief, the mayor, and fire chief Bill Howell.
What does it take for you to save a life? Doesn't take some kind of amazing heroism or some kind of superhuman strength. You need to be available and you need to show up. And that's what it takes to save a life.
Tom Martini and Jeff Avon looked embarrassed. They don't like to talk about what happened that night. To save the Casile family, Martini tied a rope around his waist and crawled out onto the ice, trying not to crack it. Victoria Lomak had somehow slid back into the water, so Martini dragged her to safety and then gave her his jacket. It was his first search and rescue. When his turn came to speak, Jeff Avon said it was a hard one. He and Martini saved five people that night, but they still think about Mark Casile, the man they lost.
I knew the guy. I knew Mark. I didn't know who the family was. And when his wife said my name, I almost froze up.
After saving Mark Casile's family, Martini and Avon went back to search. Avon dredged the body of his friend from the river a day later. Neither he nor Martini expected to be thanked. Victoria Lomak listened to the speeches quietly. Then she stood up to speak herself.
Usually I don't like saying a lot in front of people, but I'm really glad that we're here.
After the awards ceremony, Lomak quickly gives Martini and Avon a hug. The rest of her family couldn't make it, she says. Mark Casile's death has been hard on them, but it was important for her to be there.
I can't thank them enough, but, you know, I thank them a lot.
Martini and Avon had shown up for her once, she says. Now it was her turn to show up for them. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.